Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hello and welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is Tawanda, and tonight we're talking about a father's love and how it affects your relationship. And my co-host for this topic of discussion is Alexis. Alexis, welcome back to Living Single in Your City. And how are you doing this evening? No, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How about you, Tawanda?
I'm doing pretty good. All right. So basically, tonight we're talking about a father's love and how it affects your relationships. And before we actually get started on this topic, I'd like for you to just share a little information about your dad and your relationship, and I'll share a little about mine because this is a very interesting topic. And last week I was actually a part of a podcast where we talked about daddy's issues, and we actually discovered a lot of different things in reference to daddy's issues and how people's current relationships are actually affected by it. So this is not a part two because this is my first time talking about that on this platform, but definitely mentally it's like a continuation of a discussion from last week. So if you don't mind, Alexis, talk to me a little bit about your father and how your relationship with your father,
It's going to be a very short conversation because I have nothing to deal with the man. I don't care to know him. I don't care to find him. I really couldn't really give a fine crap if he's still around or not. But I happen to know he's alive, but he's not doing well because I still once in a while run into some people who know him and know that I'm his child, and they like to remind me that I should reach out. So far, my sister and I have no desire to do so.
Oh, wow. How long has this been an issue?
It's been an issue my entire childhood. If you want to call it a daddy issue, I have been known in the past to say if I could run him over with a car and not go to jail for vehicular manslaughter, I would. I no longer have that mindset. I have moved beyond my anger, but I still choose to have nothing to do with the man.
Is there anything that can be done to salvage the relationship?
Hell no. It's dead and buried. I have no desire to speak with the man, to be really honest. The majority of my memories of him are not very pleasant memories. And I've been told things from my mom's side of the family, and my mother was not a fan of his. So if you really want to call it, maybe my attitude has something to do with the stories I've heard, but my attitude has everything to do with what I remember most about him. And in all honesty, he should live the rest of his life happy with the other children I've known he fathered. My sister and I want nothing to do with him. We tend on keeping it that way.
Wow. Okay. Well, with me, when I think about, it says a father's love and how it affects your relationships, I grew up in a home with my mother and father, and I am the oldest of three children. And people that know me and my dad, they say, you guys never get along, or you guys used to never get along because you're just alike. Now, my dad has been in my life all my life until he passed away about a year and a half ago, which is still just heart-wrenching to think about it. However, he was a very smart person. He was very aggressive, and I learned a lot from him. Even through struggling situations or when we wasn't getting along, it was always teaching opportunities, and I'm pretty sure he would be very happy and very proud to know she really was listening to me. And one of the things when I think about my relationship with my father and just some of the things he said, and he was, like, aggressive, I'm similar to him. So I can definitely see some things that I didn't like about him I do myself and didn't even realize or don't even realize that I actually do it. So let's get into it, Alexis, talking about a father's love and how it affects relationships. Now, I want to read something to you, and then I want to hear what your thoughts are, simply because you just talked about your dad and you really don't have a relationship. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the first thing is, I was reading something that talks about how your parents can affect your relationships. And we know that, well, I've heard before, the traits of the parents can become the tendencies of the children. So whether you like it or not, you may do some things that your parents do, and it spills over to relationships. So what are some things that, even though you may not have a relationship with your dad that's pleasant, what are some things about him kind of taking on, if you realize it or not?
I don't think I have any of my dad's traits because he was not really a part of my life. If you want to call a temper problem a trait, sure, I inherited that from him, but I like to say I inherited it from my mother.
So did you get anything from him?
Other than my build and half my DNA, nope, he wasn't a part of my life, so I couldn't tell you if I had any traits or anything like that.
Okay. How does it affect when you are dating?
It doesn't affect me one way or another. I don't have any daddy issues because he was not a part of my life. I didn't grow up with a dad. I grew up with a mom, and I grew up with my aunt who finished raising me. I would like to say, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have any daddy issues, but I'm sure if I talked to a therapist, they would tell you otherwise.
So let me ask you a question. Why is it that you say you don't have daddy's issues? Why is it that you say you don't have daddy's issues?
Because most people I have heard, most girls want to end up marrying someone who's just like their dad. Because by definition, a father is someone who loves you unconditionally. He's a protector. He's a provider. So when a girl looks for a husband, she definitely wants somebody who's going to protect her. She definitely wants somebody who's going to provide. I have quite the opposite in upbringing. I was taught to protect myself. I was taught to provide for myself. So when I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship because I want to be in a relationship, not because of financial gain or because of safety issues.
Okay. Now, it's really interesting that you said what you said, because I'm definitely not here to judge anyone. You know, sometimes things happen in life and we don't have great relationships with siblings, with family members. Honestly, I really hate hearing things like that because I know that one of the most important things in life is love and true love. However, we can't really control how some people do what they do. And I've seen situations where I never really understood. Like, I saw, like, guys that have children, they don't take care of them, and the kids are struggling, the family is struggling, and I just don't understand that. And then I've even seen situations, mostly on television, though, to where you have a guy, he has two or three kids and one woman, doesn't do anything for him, and then he goes and starts a whole other family, and they're all well taken care of. I've never in a million years even understood that. And I always wonder, what would the guy say if the children approached him and said, hey, why didn't you see about me? Like, I think that's one of the most craziest things. I don't respect that. I can't respect that, because children don't ask to be brought into this world, and they need to be taken care of, and they shouldn't struggle just because someone's making poor decisions. And that just got me pissed off altogether thinking about it. But again, tonight we're talking about a father's love and how it affects your relationships. So what I want to ask you, Alexis, because I didn't know that about you and your dad, so I pulled up a couple of things. One thing is talking about daddy issues. Now, I'm not saying that you have daddy issues. When I looked at some of the signs, I said to myself, you know what, I think I got some daddy issues. And I never even realized that. But I look in the mirror at SCLF first. So I want to read you a few different signs, and all of them may not hit you, but some of them may. So are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, signs that you may have daddy issues. Number one, your self-esteem is low. You don't love yourself, and you can't ever seem to implement boundaries because you always feel guilty for doing so. And just to explain a little more what this says, if the relationship that you have with yourself sucks, your dating life can best be described as a trailer for a self-help workshop. And if you continue to have bad luck with men, chances are it started with the relationship or lack thereof with your dad or the male figure in your life. What are you thinking about that one? How are you feeling about that? Can you relate at all?
I can't relate because I love myself. Sorry. But I can see that that is true. If you have a bad relationship with a father figure, it can affect your self-esteem. But I didn't grow up with a father figure, so I don't have that issue.
Okay. All right. And the next one says, hold up. You have a really, but let me comment. When you just said you didn't grow up with a father figure, sometimes the absence, remember, the traits of the parents can become the tendencies of the children. You have situations of people that have never even met their biological parents, and they find out that they're doing certain things and they like them. That's because it's in a molecular buildup. Even if you didn't have the father figure, does not mean you didn't get any of his traits. Just because he wasn't in the home, that doesn't mean that. Because if you're still his child and you share DNA, there's certain things about him that you still could possibly exude. You just don't realize it. All right, the next thing is you have a really hard time trusting any guy you're with. You have to, quote-unquote, screen them. You don't trust because you subconsciously maybe trusted your dad and he let you down. Maybe you had expectations and you got let down or whatever. But trust issues with guys, what are your thoughts about that?
I don't think trust is a two-way street, because my philosophy has always been I trust the person as far as I can throw them. And I would not say that the reason I don't trust guys has to do with daddy issues. I don't trust anybody. Like, because I've learned some very hard lessons when it comes to my personal life and my family and my dealings with them. And I've learned very hard lessons that way. And it taught me that the only person I can count on is me, myself, and I, and my sister, and the aunt who raised me. So in my life, I only have two people that I completely trust at all costs, and everybody else is maybe.
Okay. I gotcha. And, you know, the thing is, when I looked at that, I definitely could relate, because really I don't trust anybody. And just because, you know, well, I'm not even saying because of the day and time we live in. Just period. So I can definitely relate to that. Number three, you need validation from men. If you're dating someone, you have this thing where you need to make it known to your boyfriend that you're in demand. You even seek the validation of other men when you're a good guy, never last. So what are your thoughts about thinking in reference to validation?
I don't know how to answer that one. Because when you say validation because you have daddy issues, what if you're a narcissist? So would being a narcissist mean you have daddy issues? Because narcissistic people need validation all the time.
Okay, all right. So, Nick, breakups aren't just devastating to you. They're catastrophic. They cause a ton of collateral damage, and you find yourself seeking validation from your ex like you can't breathe. So how are your breakups?
Not all of my breakups have ended amicably, but for me, when I'm done, we already had the conversation that it's done. We said what we needed to say. After that, I just delete you from my life. I won't search for you. I don't want to hear about you. I won't search for you on social media. I don't have your phone number anymore. I delete all your text messages, and I delete all your voicemails. I delete your number completely out of my phone. Eventually, I'll forget about your number, and I just move on with my life and keep it hopping.
Okay. All right, keep it hopping. Let's see. All right, hold up. All right. Let's see. You like eliciting jealousy and any other reaction that displays the effect you have on men. In your relationship, you're jealous and overprotective. You need unreasonable levels of reassurance that everything is all right, that you're good enough. It's hard for you to remain single. And I'm just going down the list of some things that said that people have daddy's issues. You are serial monogamous and always act like you know it all. You prefer to date older men, and no, that doesn't mean you're hitting hooker retirement home, but you do like older men. You're more comfortable in seeking validation from an emotionally unavailable man than you are from being with a good guy who validates you. Good guys bore you. Oh, my goodness. Let's stop right there. Talk to me about those last couple things I said. What are you thinking about that?
Well, according to that list, apparently I do have daddy issues because the guy I'm seeing is 11 years older than me. No, I don't need validation from him, nor do I like to make him jealous. He's already pretty jealous himself. So, like, you know, I tend to be in a relationship where the guy is pretty much possessive of me, not in an unhealthy way. But I know not to toe that line where I don't really mention other guys. Like, if a guy tells me I'm hot, I know better than to say anything to my boyfriend because I don't feel like arguing.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's what I was telling you when I started reading this. I'm like, oh, I think I can relate to a few of these. Uh-oh. I got a couple more on this one, and I got one more thing before we close out. All right, this says, in one way or another, you were emotionally orphaned as a kid by dad or by a significant male figure in your childhood, and you've been on an emotional driftwood ever since. Your dad was around but never really present. You never felt good enough for or truly connected. You have abandonment issues due to emotional or physical abandonment from dad. And the last one says, you consistently involve yourself with emotionally unavailable and narcissistic men. And just to share someone's story, they said on here, and this is someone else's story, they said, my parents got divorced when I was very young, and at the time I was able to spend time with my father, which was minimized. So every time I saw my dad, he was just trying to make the most of the day, and as great as that was, it disallowed a certain realness and connectivity that would have been there if I was able to see him or live with him on a daily basis. Dad and I didn't really get into heavy stuff because we just wanted to enjoy our day. You know, one thing, Alexis, and I'm going to turn the call over to you to share some stuff. You know, everybody won't have a great relationship with their parents. However, I think that if we find ways to, it could be really amazing. You know, especially with living in a day and time where we have the worldwide pandemic, there's so much uncertainty in reference to what's going on in society. You know, love is important, family is important. And sometimes when you can't get that from family or from blood, you know, you find friends that become like family as well. So sounds like you made it out okay in reference to adulthood. You have a lot of stuff going on. So, but if your dad could listen to this, if he wanted to know what was on your mind and how you really felt about him, because sometimes forgiveness is not for someone else, it's for ourselves, so we can truly move on. What would you say if you had just a minute or two to say something to your dad? What would it be? Think before you speak.
I hate your guts, and if I had the choice to trade you in for mom being alive, I would do it in a heartbeat, and I want nothing to do with you. Please story to everybody who's listening, and please stop trying to act like you didn't have a choice to be in my life. You made the choice to walk out. You made the choice to stay away, and you made the choice not to have anything to do with me. Now that I'm all grown up and I made something of myself, you think you can just walk back in here because we share half my DNA? I don't think so. So please just stay on that side of the bridge. I have no desire for you to be on this side. I'm quite happy.
Wow. And if he came to you and wanted to apologize and move forward and have a relationship with you, and he was sincere about it, even if counseling was involved, would you be open to that?
Hell no. I don't believe a single word that is ever going to come out of that man's mouth, ever. My mother did not raise an idiot, is all I have to say. Like, you know what? If he wants to apologize, fine. Apologize. He wants to have a relationship. My answer to that is hell no. Do I wish him any harm? No. Do I wish him any misfortune? No. I just wish for him to live his life, and I'm going to live my life with my sister and my family and be happy. And he can live his life with whoever he chooses to have a relationship with, his other children that he could reach up to. Me and my sister, we already made the decision together. We want nothing to do with you, so go try with somebody else.
Wow. There you have it. Well, this is Sawanda with Living Single in Your City. Tonight we're talking about a father's love and how it can affect your relationships. And we've definitely talked about daddy issues in reference to how, you know, some of the things you may go through. So before we end tonight, Alexis, let's talk about when your father is in your life and your father gives you that love. You know, talk to me about even though it may not be your personal experience, maybe you have friends where they had a really great dad that was in their life, and how did it affect those relationships? Can you, any examples or any stories?
One of my girlfriends, her dad is an ex-Marine, and when she was a teenager, she blossomed kind of early, and she started to take notice of the guys. Did you know that man came up with a list, 50 rules to date his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He came out with a list of 50 rules to date his daughter, and every time he was in a new relationship, the first date, he would make it a point to clean his gun on the porch. As the guy would come over to pick her up on their first date, he made it a point to clean his sniper rifle.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that
it must have worked because it kept the riffraff away.
Exactly. So, and guess what? You know, we hear a lot about fathers and deadbeat dads and so on and so forth, but there are great situations where fathers are present. And with that, there are great relationships that are formed. It says most of the participants indicated that fathers can give daughters hope for romantic relationships, especially when fathers are committed in their own romantic relationships, and that fathers can influence daughters' perception of relationships. And I know so many great guys that are awesome fathers, and they take their daughters on dates. And, you know, they do – and they go out and they open the door for her, and this is the first date that she experiences. And what they want their daughter to know is, you are a princess. And when you meet someone, he should treat you just as good as I treat you. He should give you the world. And some people are so spoiled that they expect that, and some men are taken back like, wait a minute now. But what are your thoughts about that, Alexis? What are your thoughts about a girl who her dad told her she was the best, she was the most beautiful, and that men should treat her like a princess and then a queen, and that she has a certain level of how she expects to be treated because of what her dad taught her? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, in general, I think every parent loves their child and thinks their child is a princess and thinks their child is the best, the most beautiful, the best at everything. I think that as women, we deserve the respect. We deserve to be treated a certain way. And maybe for those girls who have a positive relationship with their father, they are used to their dad. They watch how their dad treat their moms, and they expect that from their significant other. So, in a way, I can see that. I do think that girls, there's a difference between asking for something and demanding something. Like, if you're going to demand your boyfriend be exactly like your dad, you're going to demand that he holds your door, you're going to be demanding, and you're going to cause an argument every time he doesn't do something that your dad has done for your mom or your dad has told you about is going to be problematic. But you can just tell your significant other that you like chivalrous men, men who open the door, men who pull out your chair, stuff like that. If you just let it be known at the beginning of the relationship, it shouldn't be a problem.
And, you know, one of the things, I want to ditto that because I learned a lot from my dad. And I also, when I lived in North Carolina, I went to a church where the pastor became like a father as well. And he was so amazing. And he used to always say, and he had been married probably for like 40-something years, and he would tell the guys in the church, he said, all right, your wife is your glory. And he would just talk about how men should treat women. And just when I would, like, deal with different guys and I had a certain type of attitude that I wanted all, I want the world, and they'll be like, girl, I'm tired of your pastor. They would be so upset with my pastor because he had me spoiled. So for those listening, for those that's living single, even for those that's married, a father's love can affect our relationship. So hopefully we have more fathers and more men that are being great dads. And if you're listening and if you're listening to this and you're not a great dad, then guess what? Stop right where you are. Draw a line in the sand and find out what you can do better. Because guess what? You heard Alex talk about her dad, and it hurts me to even hear that her dad hasn't been in her life and that, you know, she's wonderful and she's beautiful and she's amazing and she's educated and talented and he's missing out. Listen, guys, do not miss the opportunity in seeing your child grow up. Kids do not ask to come here. So until the next time, we're going to continue this conversation. Alexis, thank you so much. Can't wait to our next meeting. And before we go.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.